This special program was brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheeses that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com. Any chef worth their weight in salt knows that America produces some of the finest artisan cheeses in the world. Today, we're checking in with Chef Johnny Hunter of the Underground Food Collective to see how he incorporates some of these domestic cheeses into his culinary work.
My name is Johnny Hunter. I'm one of the members of the Underground Food Collective, a group of people who work together in a couple of food-based businesses. We have four businesses, Four Quarter Restaurant, which is just a neighborhood restaurant on the east end of Madison. We have a catering company that was our first company and kind of did a lot of pop-ups and travel with that group for a while, and also did some catering. We also have a meat processing company called Underground Meats, where we make salamis and charcuterie, as well as some whole muscle cures and some pâtés and traditional sausages. So being based in Wisconsin, we have access to both like a new generation of cheesemakers who is making amazing artisan cheeses, as well as a tradition that goes back 150 years of Wisconsin cheeses. And so we use Wisconsin cheeses in all of our businesses, and we really like to highlight it both in our dishes and also just as kind of one of those things that we kind of highlight on its own. You know, I think almost every meal we serve or every event we participate in, you know, on some level we're serving, you know, maybe the Pleasant Ridge Reserve from Uplands or the Banished Cheddar from another cheese that I really like here is Limburger, which has kind of a bad reputation or isn't used as widely as it once was because of some of the smells. But Wisconsin is the only plant that produces Limburger in the United States now. And so that has been a fun cheese to kind of revive that tradition and participate in that. And, you know, in Wisconsin, you know, we have a cheese counter at the butcher shop. You know, you get a lot of people who come specifically looking just for that cheese, and I think that's a cool part of it. Another cheese that I think plays off of Limburger is the Brick cheese, which was invented in Wisconsin by a Swiss cheesemaker who wanted to market something to like the Scandinavian settlers. And so they thought that the Limburger was too aggressive and, you know, too pungent for a lot of the consumers. So they created the Brick cheese, which is kind of a milder version of the Limburger. And I think on its own, it actually is really delicious.
Johnny offers a salad recipe that calls for cheese in an unexpected way.
So the recipe I have for this is a dish that we served at the restaurant last year quite a bit. In the winter months, Uplands Dairy does another cheese called the Rush Creek. And it's a soft cheese that's a raw milk, and so they have to age it out 60 days, which is kind of difficult. But it comes across being very flavorful and has kind of that stinky cheesiness to it. So we kind of use that in a dish this winter, and I think it works well in a bread salad. So what we did with it, and you can do it in which ways, but we kind of used it and like heated a plate and kind of melted a tablespoon or two just kind of on a warm plate. You don't have to put it in the oven or anything. And then we make a salad. This time of year, I would do kind of raw zucchini, ripped up bread that is kind of roasted in the oven for a minute. And then also, you know, maybe even some stone fruit if it's around. I think peaches would be nice in there, as well as potentially you could use like a cherry tomato as well. And then you kind of toss the greens and the fruit together, serve it on top of the melted cheese, and then I think you can shave it with, you know, the Marika Gouda or even from Bluemont Dairy, the Banished Cheddar or something else hard that kind of has that like umami flavor to it.
What's your favorite Wisconsin cheese? Send us a recipe and we'll post it on our site. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. Thanks for listening.